Welcome back to It's Just a Phase with Char
and Joe. I missed you guys.
I missed them too. It's been a hot minute.
It has. It's been a while. Life has been crazy.
100 miles an hour.
Yes. So many things going on, and the weather is nice outside, so you want to be outside, but then the day goes by so fast when you're outside. And I don't know if it's like that for you.
Oh, yeah. It's like we get that sweet taste of summer, and I don't want to say the chore list amps up, but like all the different things that I want to do, projects come to life. We got the kids outside nonstop, so then nothing's getting done in the house. And it's just the battle of, I'm overwhelmed with all the nice weather. What do I do with all this time now?
Yes, exactly. And then it's like, I think the kids get tired. They sleep well, but we get tired too. So it's like things in the house just don't get done. No,
the dishes pile up.
Yep.
I mean, dinner's been on paper plates in our house the last couple of weekends with it being nice. So it's like we don't even use the regular plates anymore.
Yeah, right. It's just whatever's convenient.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very exciting. Any new life updates or anything? What's new in the... I almost said what's new in the Tadic household. You haven't been a Tadic for years. In the Anderson.
Well, in case anybody wanted to know what my maiden name was. There you go. I know, I was trying to think of, like, anything really major that's happened, and it hasn't. I just think that it's been really busy with the weather being nice. I've been home with the boys on the weekend. Logan's been doing a few house projects, so I've been doing my best to try to keep the kids out of his way, and it's been helpful since the weather was nice. Kids have had a few play dates.
So I always joke with Charlotte because Logan, her husband, is, like, super handy. And my husband is. He just chooses to not be handy at home. If anybody else needs a chore, contact my husband. He's happy to help. But when I need something, it, like, doesn't get done. And so if she was sending me a picture, he was, like, so Logan was, like, taking out a ceiling in the kitchen. And she sent me a picture. And then when she sent another one, I'm like, does your husband know you send me porn of it?
I'm sending him with, like, a shirt off, and he's, like, sweaty, taking out ceiling tiles, and Jolene's all like,
yeah, go Logan.
So, yeah, we redid the ceiling in the kitchen. It's almost done.
Very exciting.
But, yeah, that's just kind of been my life of 100 miles an hour, just trying to navigate the boys, and it gave me a nice taste of summer that's coming, because I'm about to have 12 weeks off with them over the summer. Once school gets out, we have 30 school days left. Thank goodness.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that puts it in perspective for me, too.
It's the longest 30 days of my life.
Yes,
and it'll probably be the fastest 30 days of yours.
That, it actually reminds me I need to sign up Jordy for summer school.
Oh, good call.
So if you guys haven't done that yet, make sure you do that. I probably missed the deadline, so I'll have to go talk to the vice principal.
Get me in.
Yes. Past weekend, Alex and I and two of his sisters, one of his sisters' friends, ran a relay race. It's actually really fun. So anybody who's from Wisconsin, it's a relay race from Oshkosh to Green Bay. So it's 55 miles. All five of us, we each did 11 miles. It was actually a lot of fun. I'm not gonna lie, at first I was preparing for it, and I'm like trying to figure out the addresses for each of the exchanges and text the group and all that, and I'm like, why did I do this? But it was actually a lot of fun.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Please do.
Do you have a car that comes along with you?
Yes, no, that is a great question. Yes, so,
Who's the driver?
Alex went first. We just take turns driving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Alex went first, and then it was actually a lot of fun, because he would drive, and then his sister rode up with us, because we're in Elkhart, and she's in Keele. And we'd, like, stop and, like, honk the horn, be like, go, Alex! And go out the window.
Oh,
love
it.
Yeah.
I love that you two are taking the time to do something like that together, too. Like, that's a great hobby for you guys to have together.
It is. It's nice, too. Like, we don't often run together, but we both understand that the other one needs time to run.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, it's something that we both know the other one's going to be selfish of their running time. But it's okay, because you're going to be selfish of your own running time, too. So it just kind of...
Do you find it helps, too, that if you're both into something, like, fitness-wise like that, that it pushes you to continue with that?
Probably, yeah. Until Alex gets these crazy ideas. So, like, he's like, let's do a March Madness challenge. I'm like, oh, geez, what's this? And he's like, let's put goals of how many miles we're going to run for the week, or for the month, and plank a minute a day and do 50 push-ups a day. And I'm like, dude, you can do you. I'm like,
I'll plank a minute a day. I'll do a certain amount of arm workouts, and I'll try to run 75 miles this month. But, like, I don't do push-ups.
I draw the line.
Ever since I got my girls done, it is so hard to do a push-up.
Really?
Yes. So, side note, I've never actually gone public about this, but if you know me, it's obvious. I had a breast augmentation surgery last March. I love it. I am so happy I did it. But, yes, ever since, I can't really do push-ups.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is weird. I mean, I guess he literally did pick up the muscle of my pecs and put a silicone ball in there, but...
Worth it.
Yeah. So worth it. Oh, my God. Who cares about push-ups?
Yeah, who needs them?
Yes, exactly. I didn't need them before. I didn't need them. I don't need them after. But, yeah, that was a big confidence boost for me. Good. So I'm all about, like, doing what you need to get that
confidence boost. Well, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
And I know you have another, isn't it your first half marathon or your first marathon's coming up?
My second half marathon. Second, okay. So I can't remember if I talked about it in the podcast or not, but last October, Alex was in a chainsaw accident. He hit an artery in his leg. There was a time that I thought he was going to die, and then when we realized he was going to live, we did not think he was going to keep his leg. Mind you, this was all in like a 2-hour time period, so it wasn't like days or anything, but... when he realized he was making a full recovery, he made a goal then to do a half marathon by his birthday, which is next month.
Okay.
So in 2 weeks, we are going to Oregon to run the Eugene half marathon.
I love it.
Yes. But if there's any other runners out there that are geeky like me, like it's a huge thing. So Steve Prefontaine was like an all-American runner who ran for Oregon, and his coach is actually the founder of Nike. So we'll finish at the University of Oregon on Hayward Field, like where Steve Prefontaine ran.
Oh, cool.
Years ago. Yeah, I'm super excited.
That means nothing to me, but it probably means a lot to you and whoever else is
it
listening
does.
That
yes,
likes running.
Exactly.
So, that's
exactly.
Awesome.
Like, I used to have a poster of Steve Prefontaine in my room in high school. You know, like that.
Love
like,
it, yeah.
Yes.
Like, and you're going to love Oregon. It's so beautiful.
So, Alex and I like to travel, and we're trying to get to all 50 states before we're 50. We have 13 to go. And Oregon's one of them, which is why we chose to do the half marathon there. So I'm so excited to see Oregon. I mean, I know that it's a lot like Washington. To me, Washington was great, but it was just kind of ruined by all of the drug addicts you see. Like, mm-hmm. literally walking down the streets, just syringes everywhere. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm expecting something different in Oregon. I hope it's different. It just was a big takeaway for me of being out west.
I've only been to, like, the coastal parts of Oregon, so I haven't been inland at all. So I'm curious to, like, the difference.
Yeah, I don't even know where Eugene is.
Well, you'll soon find out.
Yes, exactly. Oh, yes. But a big thing that's happening is our house is sick. Actually, not our house, just the boys. I mean, yeah. Libby has a runny nose, but she's 2. But Jordy started getting sick on Sunday. He's had a fever. Today is Wednesday. He's had a fever Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, which anybody with kids knows. And you have to get the doctor's excuse because he's missed school. And
yeah.
It's been a mess. So that kind of sparks today's episode.
Yeah, we thought we would try to talk through some tips and tricks and survival ideas of when you have to stay home with your kids when they're sick.
Mm-hmm.
How do you help comfort them? How do you stay sane? Because like Jillian just said, I mean, if Jordy's on day 3, maybe even day 4 tomorrow, staying home from school.
Oh, don't even say that. He's going. No, just kidding. I will keep him home when he's sick. My God. Yeah, exactly. It takes a lot. So I did do a little bit of reading some blogs online, too, to just kind of look at what other mm-hmm. people are saying. And we've made a list of just tips to do. And I want to start with, to me, what I think is the most important one. And I just had an aha moment today with our pediatrician. So we have a pediatrician at Sheboygan Aurora. And this is what she told me. Check with your own pediatrician. But I didn't realize you can give Tylenol and ibuprofen at the same time. I don't know. Have you ever done that?
I've always alternated.
Same.
I didn't know that you could do it at the same time.
Same. And Jordy and Olivia, both of my kids, their fevers are not touched until they have both. It doesn't matter if I give one before the other. It needs both, and then their fever goes away, which is crazy. But I've always just done, like, Tylenol, and then 2 hours later, ibuprofen, so that 2 hours later, I can do Tylenol.
Right.
And when she told me that, I was like, my mind is blown right
now. Yeah.
Like, I can't believe it. And I'm obviously not excited for Olivia to be sick next, but I'm so excited that when it happens, I, like,
hopefully have I have this. A quick fix to it.
Exactly. Yeah. So what my pediatrician told me is, and I can't remember which is which, but one is broken down by the kidneys, and the other one is broken down by the liver. So why you can do them both at the same time.
Interesting.
Yeah. I know. I thought so, too. And that's also why you can have ibuprofen when you're pregnant, but you can't have Tylenol. That must mean Tylenol affects the liver, I'd assume.
Must be.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy?
It is.
I just think chemistry is such a... Just chemistry and biology, like how it all works together.
Well, I think it just feels like a good crutch, too, because when your kid does have a fever, I mean, there's so little you can actually do for your kids when they are sick.
Ugh.
Like, medicine is your saving grace. I mean, Nico really hasn't honestly been sick. He's had colds and stuff, but now that I'm thinking of it, he's never actually, like, stayed home and cuddled up and actually been sick.
Really?
Yeah. Like, not down and out. Or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
Maybe one time. Maybe. I'm just maybe blanking on it. But yeah. Seb, I've had a couple of encounters of he wants to curl up on the couch. He wants to snuggle. Like, he is down and out.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to get... I mean, Seb's 3 now, so he can communicate a lot better. But I think back to, you know, when he's a year or 2 years old, and he doesn't quite have those skills, and trying to get him to drink Pedialyte or trying to drink Gatorade because you're trying to keep them hydrated.
Yep.
Forget eating.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And that's actually 2 things I have on my list is hydrate. And if they're not going to eat, don't push food.
Yeah.
Like, I used to stress so much. I'm like, you have to eat so that your body can get stronger. And it's like, sometimes I sit and think, I'm like, well, when I'm sick, I don't want to eat. So why am I forcing my kid to do it?
I think, and maybe this was my first time mom and me, but I remember the first few times that Sebby got sick, I was like, okay, well, we still have to try to stick to our routine.
Yeah.
He needs to eat every 3 hours. He needs to eat out all these times. And in my mind, I wasn't connecting with, like, well, this isn't how a human behaves when they're sick. I was still on, well, he has a schedule.
Yeah.
So, like, what do I do?
Stick with it.
You know?
That's actually a really good point that, and me and you are both very routine moms.
Yeah.
Like, with sleep training, with our kids and things like that. Very routine. But that's a really good point. Like, when they're sick, you've got to ditch the routine.
Yeah.
Like, that's
Let those kids sleep as much as they want. Yes. Their body needs it. Yeah, I promise you it will not throw off their nighttime sleep.
Yes. So, today, Alex stayed home with Jordy and actually brought him to the doctor and everything. And I went to work and Alex sent me a picture of Jordy sleeping on the couch. And when I got home, I'm like, oh, Jordy, how was your nap? And he's like, I didn't sleep. And I'm like, oh, really? And I show him the Snapchat that I saved. And I'm like, what's this? And he just starts laughing. And I'm like, it's okay, buddy. Like,
yeah,
you need to sleep. Yes, exactly. Another tip I have is don't be afraid to call your doctor. Like, that is why the nurse line exists.
Yep.
I don't know about other doctors' offices. Do you go to...
I go to Sheboygan Pediatrics.
Okay, that's what I thought. When you call the nurse, does somebody actually pick up?
Like, the after hours?
No, like even during the day, the nurse's line.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Like, my pediatrician never answers. I always had to leave a message, but they always call me back within an hour. And I remember the first time being so frustrated, like, answer the damn phone! And then I wouldn't leave a message, but just leave a message. They get back fast.
Yep. And I've also learned it's easier to do that route than to do, like, the online messenger.
Yes. Same.
Because my doctor usually doesn't reply to those messages until the end of the day. So I think she, like, goes through at the end of the day before she leaves and looks. Because, I mean, again, that's for non-emergent type stuff anyways. But I've just learned, call the nurse's line, call the office. Even if you do have to leave a message, they're pretty quick with it.
Yeah, exactly. I do remember once when Jordy was probably, I can't remember how old, under 1 or 1. And I just remember he couldn't communicate, right? And we were about to go on vacation, and he was crying and a lot, and he was nasal, and he was congested, and he had all these boogers, and we're about to go on vacation. So I made a same-day appointment, and I went, and I didn't get to see our pediatrician at the time, just the one that was accepting. And he was so rude. He made me feel like I was over-exaggerating it. I can't remember what he said, but it was something to the effect of, I can't believe you brought him in for this. I remember feeling, like, so mom-shamed over it.
Right.
And then the nurse came in after, you know, to give a prescription or whatever. And she's like, how did everything go? And I'm like, well, he kind of made me feel like I shouldn't have came in for this. And she's like, don't let him make you feel that way. That is not on him. Like, he does that all the time, and don't let him do it. I'm like, oh, thank you. God. Here I'm thinking, like, everybody's in the back talking about
right.
me. Like, she's like, do not. Like, no.
Like, I'm also the mom that, like, if a kid spike, if one of my kids spikes a fever, like, acts weird in the middle of the night, I will call the pager. Like, they're getting paid the big bucks to be on call. Right. I don't mind if I got to call them at midnight and ask a question. Maybe it's silly to me, but it's not silly to them, because I always remember they've heard it all.
Yes, exactly.
They have heard it all. They've had people calling about the most minuscule things, and they probably have had moms that call and say, I have a finger hanging off. Yes. Do you think I should take them to the ER?
No, that's a really good point. I'm sure they see all extremes.
So I guess just remember to keep in the back of your mind, you're not an idiot.
Yeah.
You are not an idiot. Again, keep in mind, your pediatricians have heard it all.
Yeah, that's a really
good
point.
You are not stupid.
Yes. So I also read some blogs on self-care when caring for a sick child. And I do think that is really important. So, like, for an example, as I was saying, Alex and I are both runners. Yesterday I was home with Jordy. Alex went to work. And when Alex got home, and after, by the time it was 4 o'clock and I'm done with work, I'm like, I don't even know. He was outside talking to one of his friends on the phone, and I just came out my running stuff. I'm like, I'm leaving for 3 miles. Like, kids are good. They both have snacks. Like, see ya. And then when I got back, he was dressed and ready to go, and he went out for 3 miles.
Well, I think that's so important to keep in mind, too, because we have to stay healthy as parents, too.
Yes.
And if you don't take time for self-care, whether it's mentally or physically, your immune system will shut down, too, and you will get what your kids have.
Yep.
I mean, parents are superheroes. Like, our immune systems are being built up, but if we don't take care of ourselves and we don't drink the water, I saw that on your list too, like, drink your water, make sure you're eating meals, you're gonna just fall victim to whatever your kids have.
Yep, exactly. 100%. I like this one blog. It talked about, like, maybe if you're a single parent or you don't ever get a break when your kid is sick, take a few minutes to do something for yourself. Whether that's journaling, getting, running up and down the stairs, get some exercise, meditating, getting your favorite cup of tea or coffee or adult beverage, whatever you need. Like, take, even if it's only a few minutes to yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, plop, your kid in front of the TV. That's what we did, right? But those memes of, like, The Price is Right, Chicken Noodle Soup, and, like, you know what I mean? Like, those shows as a kid, like, it's what you did.
I think that's kind of a valid point, and maybe this is going to cause disagreements, too, but I'm also under the, when I remember being sick, it was kind of like a luxury to sit and watch TV.
Yeah, no, agreed.
And don't get me wrong, like, towards the end of the day, if, let's say, Sebastian did sit in front of the TV a good chunk of the day, I try to remember, he was in and out of naps a lot of it, or he got up to play. He wasn't engaged in watching that show for 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It is a lot to have it on all day, don't get me wrong. But the engagement with it, I just try to keep that in mind, too. And when you and I are sick, too, we like to just be vegetables.
Exactly.
And watch our favorite shows.
Exactly.
It's just comforting, and it just makes us feel good, and it helps us to relax.
Yeah.
Because you have to also get your kids to not be up and moving and doing everything that they want to be doing.
Well, and that's the thing, too. So I work from home 3 days a week, and Jordy's really sick right now. We did have him at the doctor today. It sounds like they didn't test, but because of some other things he's going through, it was likely influenza. And so not right now, but in previous times that he's been sick, it's like he's super sick, but the Tylenol kicks in. And he's like a normal 5 or 6-year-old who begging for my attention, and mom, let's play a game, and mom, let's go outside. I'm like, buddy, you're sick. Like, I'm at work right now. I know I'm only in our kitchen, but I'm working. Like, you are sick. But one thing that I've learned too is, and everybody's job is different, but, like, you need to accept the fact that you're just not going to get things done today.
Yep.
You're not going to be as good of an employee. You're not going to be as good of a spouse. You're not going to be as good of a mother to your other children. And you need to just accept that fact.
Yeah.
You know? I think it helps to, I'm just going to say, if you are a people manager and somebody else is in the position where their kids are at home sick, like, you might feel like you don't have to say it, but one thing that my boss always says is, like, hey, your kids come first. Like, let me know if I can take something off your plate. Like, you worry about Jordy when he's sick, or you worry about Olivia when he's sick. Like, you might not feel like you have to say that to your employees, but just say it to them because, gosh, it helps.
And it feels good to hear, too, to have that support.
Exactly. It's not like he's going to be like, oh, you know, I know your kids were sick, but where's that report, Jolene? You know?
Right. And I like it, too. Like, my boss, like, I will take a sick day and stay home with the kids. I can't work from home or whatever. But my boss will check and be like, hey, how is so-and-so feeling?
Yes,
you know, and it just feels good of, like, you know that I'm not at work because I had, you know, this is more pressing. And he doesn't make me feel guilty for using my time that I have. I mean, you have sick days for a reason. You have days off for a reason.
Yep, exactly.
This is one of them. And as a parent, I think that, I don't know, maybe it kind of sucks that you have to use your PTO for stuff like this, but it's kind of part of just being a parent.
Yep, exactly.
So
exactly.
Utilize it.
Another tip that I have is, so I gave an idea if you're doing it alone, but if you're not doing it alone, if you have a partner, don't do it alone if you have a partner.
Mm-hmm.
One blog I was reading said, accepting help is a sign of strength. And that is so freaking true. Like, you need to accept help. So Monday, Alex and Jordy were both sick. Alex worked from home because he was sick. Jordy was sick, so they kind of took care of each other. Yesterday, I stayed home with Jordy. I was a crabby mess last night. And I said to Alex, I'm like, you need to bring your laptop home because if he's still sick tomorrow, you're staying home. And he agreed to that. And then when we had the doctor's appointment, I'm like, I'll stay. And he's like, I can take him to the doctor's. It was so hard for me to not go to the doctor's office today. I did have Alex call me when the doctor was in the room. But the mom guilt that I felt of being like, how dare I allow my husband to bring our sick child to the doctor?
Yeah, like, why do they think of us?
Yes! Like, I was literally like, and then finally on my commute to work today, I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you, Jolene? Like, let your husband take his own child to the doctor.
They're a parent, too.
Yes.
And you know what? There's single dads out there doing it, too.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
They're
exactly.
Not any less of a parent.
Sometimes, and not in this instance, but in other instances before where I was, like, totally helicopter mom, like, dad, I'm doing it. This is mom's chore. Alex has been like, what? So I'm not responsible enough to take our child to this or do that? I'm like, oh, well, when you turn it back like that, you're definitely right. Like, I'm sorry that I feel like you're not an adequate parent because you definitely are.
And I think it's such a good little bonding moment for them, too, because I know, like, when Seb's sick, he wants to curl up with dad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's his comfort. And don't get me wrong, he loves to cuddle with mom, too. I'm not saying that he doesn't like me.
Uh-huh.
But they have that chance now, too, and he can communicate that now. So if they're communicating, too, even if you guys have an option to pick and choose who goes to the doctor, maybe let your kid choose, too, who they want to go with. Because if they're sick and they're not feeling comfortable and they want dad to take them, just let them.
Yeah.
It works.
No, that's a really good point. Like, if they're old enough, let your kid decide. If you both have that flexible schedule, obviously.
Yeah.
It's just crazy how much it takes out of you, you know? And, like, another thing, halfway through the workday today, I'm like, all right, I'm just going to cancel on Charlotte. Like, we have a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then, again, I reminded myself, like, no, this is my self-care.
Yeah.
Like, if this podcast never gets past, like, the 150 views that it gets right now or listens, like, I don't care. Because this is therapy, and it is way cheaper than therapy. You know? And I just reminded myself, like, no, you get out of there.
Yep.
Go. Like, again.
Don't be around those germs anymore.
Yes, right. Exactly. Let me bring the germs. Well, our kids are in the same daycare.
Yeah,
so
it's fine.
There. Which, by the way, I'm sorry. My kid bit your kid today at daycare.
It's all good. It's all good. We're talking about Olivia before we started recording. She's in her biting phase.
Yes.
Her biting era.
Era. Yes. Oh, my God. I should have Tori make her a shirt that says, in my biting era.
You know, we might as well just laugh at it.
Yes, exactly.
And if anybody's wondering, I'm not mad at Jolene.
Yeah, right.
We don't care that much about it. Kids are going to be kids. It's not like she's doing it to be malicious. She's two.
Yes.
She's figuring out her emotions.
Yeah. Yesterday, she stole the dinosaur out of his hand. So I don't know what she's got with Nico. Maybe that's her flirting very early.
It's her love language.
Yes.
Stealing.
Yeah. She is.
Victimizing.
I wouldn't.
This is just how I show you I love you.
People who know me are probably like, wow, what a mini Jolene.
That's how Alex first knew that you were in love with him.
Yes.
Stealing stuff from him.
Oh, but yes. Any big plans coming up for you guys or anything? Besides 30 days left of school?
this weekend, actually, we're going to help.
Oh, yes.
We're going to work together and prep for our friend Crystal, who's about to welcome baby number 3 to the world in a short couple weeks.
Yes.
So we're getting together and we are making some freezer meals for her. So if you know anybody that is going to be embarking on the postpartum journey in the near future, freezer meals are a gift that nobody will deny.
Yes, exactly. And I love your... So this was all Charlotte's idea. And I love this idea because it's like your first baby, you have the baby shower because you need all this stuff. Yeah. Your second baby, some people have another baby shower if it's a different gender or if you get robbed of your first one, thanks COVID. You know what I mean? But like third baby, people don't really buy you stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like... And it's not that... They need anything. They already have
and it's
two
not
kids.
That people don't care. It's just like, what do you get somebody after they're established with kids at home?
Yeah, exactly. So I just thought freezer meals was the perfect idea.
Yeah. You know, one less thing for mom to think about at the end of the day. I mean, I know going from one kid to two was really hard for me. I'm curious what she's going to tell us what it's like going from 2 to 3.
Same. I've actually heard 2 to 3 is not that bad.
I've heard that too. I've heard... Once you get past 2, actually, I've heard, like, once that third one, it's just, like, people that go into 4, 5, 6, they're like, it's
okay, well, they're got to screw loose. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. I really don't think that.
A little bit.
A little bit, right. 2 is so hard. I don't know. I mean, I just think of
but
so
then
much.
I wonder, too, is third just, you know, another member of the chaos? Like,
I mean, I'm the third child. What if, I was going to say, what if my parents stopped? But I wasn't planned. What kind of a joke was that?
You turned out kind of fine.
Yeah, I'm okay. I was forgotten. Oh my God, Coach Niles. I can't think of his first name. But in Elkhart, Coach Niles, he might have brought me home for more soccer practices than my parents because I was forgotten all the time. And there weren't cell phones back then that he could just call home. Like, he would just have to bring me home from soccer practice. Charlotte is literally covering her mouth. Do you
come I'm gasping?
Do you expect more than that from Sandy and Howie, my parents?
I mean, you said it.
Yeah.
That's it's just like knowing your mom and knowing your dad and their dynamic. It just is like, well, of course they forgot you.
Yes.
Like, why am I shocked by that?
Yes. So, hey, if you had the third, it's okay if you forget them. You turn out okay.
We have cell phones now.
That's true.
They won't be forgotten.
Yes. Hopefully.
Somebody in our tribe will pick them up.
Yes. Yeah, so hopefully you guys liked this episode. More just talking. I mean, obviously focusing on the whole sickness, but hopefully your families all stay healthy and you don't need any of these tips.
Yeah.
But we all know eventually flu season comes around again.
And it happens any time of the year, too. I think right now we're in our flu, end of the school year, allergies, starting
allergies.
Season,
so. Yeah, things are blooming. Yes.
So hang in there, everybody. Stay well.
Yes.
And we'll chat soon.
Yes, absolutely. Make sure you follow us on Instagram and like us and share our podcast, please.
Yes, please. We'll have to start like a giveaway or something. People
will respond to prizes. Yeah, I always respond to free stuff.
Yeah, I do too.
Well,
stay tuned for a possible giveaway.
Yeah, and actually DM us of what you want in the giveaway.
Yeah, what do you want to win?
Yeah.
What's going to make you share?
Yes. Yeah, what makes you click that share button? All right, have a good day, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.